Now, Between the Lines on ESPN Ithaca and ESPNIthaca.com.
We are just about an hour away from finding out if a New York Yankee will enter the National Baseball Hall of Fame unanimously. Right now, it's not looking too bad. DJ just may go in as the second straight baseball player and just the second baseball player to ever be inducted into the Hall of Fame on 100% of the ballots. Welcome into BTL here on ESPN Ithaca and the ESPN Ithaca app. Nick Karski with you. We will chat about the Hall of Fame. We will chat about the announcement, which will be coming up just after 6 o'clock tonight. With it being a Tuesday, we will announce our Fueling Excellence High School Athletes of the Week, powered by Cayuga Health. But I want to start today's show with the number 4 Cornell women's hockey team getting huge wins over the weekend against Dartmouth and Harvard, a 5-1 win against the Green, a 7-0 win against the Crimson. This team is on an absolute tear. They're 16-1-2 right now. They're unbeaten within the ECAC. They've won 3 in a row. Anytime they play inside line or rink, they're not losing games. This is a fun team to watch who is doing a lot of good things on the defensive side, but has really turned things up offensively. Joining us now to chat about the 4th-ranked team in the country, none other than the head coach of the Big Red. That, of course, is Doug Dara. And Doug, thanks as always for a couple of minutes of your time. So much has been made about your team's defense this year, but when you're putting offensive totals up like you did this past weekend, that's just got to be such a huge confidence booster, knowing what you can do on the offensive side of things, right?
Yes. I mean, you know, since we come back from break, the first 4 games that had been sort of a struggle for us, we've gone 3 games in a row where we'd, you know, put 30 or 40 shots or more on goal and only came away with 1 or 2 goals. So going into the week of practice, a big part of our focus was on the offensive side of our play and making sure that we were going to be a little bit more precise around the net and finish on our chances. And thankfully, that worked out for us this weekend. Hopefully we can keep it going.
You mentioned how sometimes it could be so lopsided with shots on goal against opponents, but sometimes you don't find the back of the net as much as you would like to. Is that something that's frustrating, or do you kind of just take it day by day, game by game, and know that, all right, we're still going to find ways to score. It'll eventually go our way.
Yeah, you know, when you're, it's part of hockey. You have those games where, you know, either, you know, you're maybe not shooting the puck as well as you should, or you're playing a little bit too much on the perimeter, or you're not getting enough traffic around the net, and, you know, the goaltender starts to see the puck starts to look a little bigger in the goaltender's eyes, and, you know, and then you have those games where they just get hot, and it just doesn't seem to bounce your way, but you have to keep, you know, working to get to those areas in front of the net, working to get those opportunities and get those shots. And eventually, you know, you feel that it'll go your way. And I think we had a couple of games where we weren't quite getting it done. And it was a big part of our focus. And thankfully this weekend, we started to open things up offensively.
We're chatting with Doug Dara, head coach of the Cornell women's hockey team. He joins us here on BTL. You know, one player who has just been so impressive to me is Lindsay Browning. Obviously, huge shoes to fill with Marlon Boissonneau graduating a season ago, but so many shutouts this season. She has been just absolutely electric, giving up 15 goals only on the season. How have you seen her game grow, and what's made her so effective stepping right into the regular starting role?
Yeah, I mean, last year she, you know, got limited opportunities, but, you know, we did see her play in some big games last year, and she played very well in those games that she got in. And so, you know, we felt confident in her going into this season, and she's been tremendous for us all year. And you talked earlier about, you know, us having confidence when we get, you know, scoring, but I think, you know, the bigger part of Lindsay is just her poise and her steadiness gives our whole team confidence. And, you know, when we, you know, do make a mistake defensively and give something up, we know that she's going to step up for us and come through for us in those moments. And so so it's been a huge boost for our team, and she's just been tremendous. Just so steady and calm back there. Nothing really seems to ruffle her feathers.
You could say the same, I think, too, about Gillis Frechette, who's another year older, and she's the ECAC's Player of the Week for her Dynamite weekend against Dartmouth and Harvard. How have you seen her game grow, and what makes her such a threat out there on the ice when she takes it?
Her overall skill set, I mean, you know, she's a player that can do it all, and I think it took her a little bit of adjusting, you know, going from high school hockey or prep school hockey to playing in the NCAA, you know, for all freshmen, that's a big jump. And I think once she got used to the speed of the game at this level, now she's gained that confidence that, you know, she can do things with the puck and create opportunities both for herself and for her teammates. But, you know, she has everything. She's got a good shot. She's got good hands, good vision. She skates really well. And she's playing more physical now too. So I think she just has a great all-around game for what we do.
For sure. Doug Darragh joining us here on BTL, the head coach of the Cornell women's hockey team, winners of three in a row, boasting a 16-1-2 record on the season, also unbeaten in conference play so far. Speaking of conference play, what has your message to the team been throughout conference play leading to this unbeaten mark that you have so far?
Well, from the very beginning, the start of our year, whether it was conference or non-conference, it was, you know, step by step and focusing on the process. And you know, certainly we have goals that we want to achieve, and those are our high goals and high expectations. But we understand that it takes a process, and that we have to continually be getting better. We know at this time of year, we're going to be getting the best from everybody that we play, and we need to continue to stay on task each and every day in practice, and continue to focus on our game. And you know, it's a bit of a cliche, but it's the truth, and that's what we need to keep doing.
Yeah, for sure. Who is somebody that stepped up her game, you think, so far up to this point in the season?
Oh, I think there's a lot of players, you know, and obviously it's a team game. There's been a lot of players that have stepped up, you know, and some that go unnoticed, I guess, would be, you know, I think Grace Graham's having a great senior year and stepped it up both offensively and also penalty killing for us. Has done a great job. Paige Lewis, who switched positions this year, she's playing center for the first time ever in her life. And, you know, we didn't know how great she was going to be at that position. Has just done a tremendous job there. Amy Curlew is having what I think is her best season of her 4 years here at Cornell as well. Then you look at the back end. Kendra Neely, I think, is somebody who goes unnoticed on the back end on defense. Just real steady defensive defenseman who is real calm back there, and is a big reason why we've been strong defensively. And then, you know, Willis Lavosian, probably another one that sometimes goes unnoticed. Just a good all-around defenseman, is good at both ends of the ice. So those are a few players that I think have really stepped up and sometimes go unnoticed.
Yeah, we've chatted with a few of your players throughout the course of the season, but this is the first time we've chatted with you, and I'm kind of curious, is the expectation for you and the team to go back to the Frozen Four? Is that one of the goals inside the dressing room, or is it something that you don't really talk about too much and just take things one game at a time?
I mean, we talked about it at the start of the year, but, you know, we know that, having been there before, that it's going to be all the details that we're focusing on throughout the year and all the areas of our game that we're trying to get better in each week that is going to come, you know, to fruition at the end of the year. It's either, you know, we know that it comes down a lot of times in those games to one play one way or the other. You make one mistake or you execute one great play at the end of the year, and that could be the difference, you know, and we've seen that over the last, you know, 3 years, both on the positive side for us and sometimes on the negative side, where it comes down to, you know, you look at last year, we play Northeastern, it goes into overtime. You know, one play one way or the other is going to decide the outcome of that game. Yeah. You go into the Frozen Four and we play Minnesota, and it's, basically a one-goal game, and then we pull our goalie to, and they get the open net and make it a two-goal difference. But really, it was just one goal one way or the other. And when it gets to the end of the year, the end of the ECAC season and the playoffs, a lot of times it comes down to your habits and how consistent you are in your details. And so making sure that we stay focused on that each week is important.
And Doug, before I let you run, obviously there is a sense of camaraderie between the women's team and the men's team. You're number four in the country. They're number one in the country. You're getting looks at maybe being a first place team as well. But what is the hockey community like? What is the buzz like over there on the East Hill, knowing that you and Mike have two of the premier college hockey teams in the entire country?
Yeah, it's really exciting. I mean, you know, Cornell, I think, has been known for hockey and the sport of hockey has always been big in Ithaca and at Cornell. We're very fortunate to live in a community and go to a university where both the student body and the community of Ithaca loves to watch and support hockey, whether it's men's hockey or it's women's hockey. So, you know, and we've had a lot of years where both teams have been quite strong, and some years where one team or the other is very strong and the other one's not quite there. But to have both teams, both in the top five and in the country at the same time, it's certainly there's a lot of excitement and a lot of buzz amongst the community here.
It's one of the best shows on ice, the women's hockey team. Check them out on Friday at 3 o'clock against Colgate. Hey, Doug, as always, we really appreciate the time. Thanks so much for stopping by, and keep it up this season, okay?
Thanks a lot, Nick.